This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition Thursday after a stormy year in which its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law and its assets were frozen. The decision is the latest blow to Hong Kong's freedoms and deepens unease over whether the International Finance Center can remain a media hub as China seeks to stamp out dissent. Small crowds gathered outside the paper's headquarters Wednesday evening, shouting messages of support and shining mobile phone lights as journalists put together the Swan Song edition. The end of the popular tabloid, which mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power, has raised alarm over media freedoms and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. The leader of Myanmar's military junta attended an international conference in Moscow Wednesday, an appearance that reflected Russia's eagerness to develop ties with it despite international condemnation. The military in Myanmar ousted the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi February 1st, saying her party's landslide victory in election last November resulted from massive voter fraud. It has not produced credible evidence to back its claim. Security forces have brutally suppressed widespread popular protests against the military takeover, killing hundreds of protesters and carrying out waves of arrests. Russia said Wednesday it had fired warning shots and dropped bombs in the path of a British warship to chase it out of waters, Moscow claims, in the Black Sea, off the coast of the Crimea Peninsula. Britain rejected Russia's account of the incident, saying it believed any shots fired were a pre-announced Russian gunnery exercise. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday it's crucial that Libya holds a national election in December. Blinken, speaking at a peace conference in Berlin, said it's the only way to ensure peace and stability in the North African country. He said for Libya to be sovereign, stable, unified, secure, and free from foreign interference, quote, urgent agreement is needed on constitutional and legal issues, end quote. The owners of private generators that provide a vital backup to Lebanon's decrepit power grid warned Wednesday of their own cuts due to lack of fuel as the country's economic crisis deepens. The national network is prone to blackouts and in some areas only manages to provide power for 2 hours a day. That forces many Lebanese to pay a separate bill for a backup from neighborhood generators run by private firms. The highly contagious Delta variant could soon account for 90% of new coronavirus cases in the European Union, the bloc's disease control agency said Wednesday, urging members to encourage vaccination drives. While the Alpha variant, first discovered in the UK, is the predominant strain now circulating in the European Union, that is expected to change quickly, the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control said. They say the Delta variant, first identified in India, is more infectious than other strains. The center's warning comes as Russia warned of an explosive surge in infections that has been made worse by low rates of vaccine uptake. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, are set to meet Wednesday to assess the possibility of a link between rare cases of heart inflammation and the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and from Moderna. The CDC has been investigating cases of heart inflammation mainly in young men for several months. Switzerland will scrap most of its remaining coronavirus restrictions this weekend, the government announced Wednesday, including for entry into the country, despite concerns about the Delta variant. Remaining outdoor mask-wearing rules will be dropped starting Saturday, and the requirement to work from home will be downgraded to a recommendation. In addition, people entering Switzerland from the 25 other countries in Europe's Schengen area will not need to go into quarantine. Ukraine is considering strengthening border controls over travelers from the United Kingdom, India, Russia, and Portugal in a bid to prevent the spread of the Delta variant, the health minister said Wednesday. Ukraine, which has been recording a significant decline in new infections, earlier this month considerably relaxed travel requirements. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.